Cleaning Up the Ag. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
And I can tell you that as states look at their water quality, they are finding higher quality water today than they have at any point in our history.
Senate debate continues on the EPA's controversial Waters of the U.S. rule. Yesterday, the Senate failed to pass a bill that would have put a stop to the rule, but they did vote to consider a resolution of disapproval. American Farm Bureau's Don Parrish.
You know, this resolution is kind of, you know, it can't be filibustered, and we're going to have a vote on it. There's going to be 10 hours of debate, and ultimately that debate will talk about what the implications are on private property, on farmers and ranchers, as well as on all of our economy, that this reg is going to be a lot more cost than benefit.
The Waters of the U.S. rule would, in essence, give the EPA authority to regulate such things as ditches and mud puddles on private property. And farmers and ranchers nationwide have clearly stated their opposition to these unneeded regulations. And Parrish says while everyone wants clean water, technology is continuing to allow our farmers the ability to do just that.
We're producing, you know, more pigs with less feed. We're producing more milk with less cows and less feed. We're producing more corn with less nutrients. And we're not doing it on expanding acreages. We're learning how to be very precise in how we utilize crop inputs. And we're doing that in a way that is not only good for the consumer and bringing affordable food to the marketplace, but we're doing it in a way that is going to be very positive for the environment.
Well, last month, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 6th District issued a stay on the Waters of the U.S. rule, which means the EPA cannot enforce the rule nationwide, and that will remain in effect until the court rules on whether it has jurisdiction to hear the case. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.